I mentioned it's a show first. All right, since we came into this new facility at the start of the year so we could turn our radio program into a TV program, we've tried to have as many in-studio guests as we could, but we have never had two in-studio guests in one day, but we're doing so today. I'm joined right now by a safety for the L.A. Chargers. He was first-team All-ACC, a freshman All-American. He had 84 tackles, 5.5 for a loss. He had 2 interceptions. He broke up 11 passes. He had a block kick. He was the 17th pick overall in this year's draft. Of course, played his college ball at Florida State. The Chargers open up against Kansas City on September 9th. He was so good before the draft, I had to bring him back. Derwin James joining me in studio. My man, what's up? How are you?
How you doing, my man? I'm good.
Good to see you. So how's life? You and I spoke 3 months ago to the day while you were still in the thick of draft preparation. A lot has changed since then. How is your life right now?
My life's amazing. Right now, you know, things are kind of moving fast, you know, just coming into a new system. But, you know, it's slowing down for me, and I'm happy to be in L.A.
That's the key, right? You want things to slow down. So you've gone through your first workouts with the team. How did that go? And I've got to know, what's it feel like to put on that Chargers helmet and to live the dream after this, all this time and all this work?
Well, it felt good coming into a new locker room. Like I said, you go from being at the top of the locker room in the college, now you're at the bottom. So just getting familiar with some of the guys, some of the vets. You know, just learn how to become a pro. And like I said, I'm happy to be with the Chargers, man.
Derwin James, yeah.
Coming to a great team.
You're coming to a really good team, a really good situation. And by the way, a really good secondary. We've got a lot of guys already in Casey Hayward, Desmond King, Trevor Williams. The list goes on. In fact, Hayward said that when the team picked you, his phone started blowing up with texts like, damn, you guys got the steal of the draft. He'd already been a fan of yours for a while. He loves how versatile you are. So how looking forward are you to playing with him?
Casey's like a role model to me. I've been knowing Casey about 2-3 years. We built a great relationship, and he's a dog on the field. And so now just be able to play with a guy that I know I can trust on and off the field, you know, that's just going to make my job a little more easier.
Yeah, go into that for a minute. He's a dog on the field. When you talk about a guy being a dog on the field, what do you mean?
A dog, man. He comes to play every day. He's a competitor. He don't like losing. He loves winning. And he wants to win every rep, and it shows for itself. He's all pro corner, one of the best in the NFL.
Derwin James joining me in studio. You know, I talked to your coach yesterday, Anthony Lynn, and, man, I love this guy. I'm not supposed to play favorites. I love this guy because he's got this presence, man. He's just got this vibe, and he's a man's man. Anthony Lynn is a tough man, and he was asked to describe you, and this is what he said about you. Quote, he's an alpha dog, no doubt about it. He is a leader, and that's why we brought him on this team. It's just a matter of time before his intangibles start to show. I mean, dude, that's really high praise for a rookie. How much does it mean to you to hear that and that you've made that kind of impression on your coach already?
That means a lot. That means I'm doing some things right. But, you know, I'm not trying to be settled. You know, I'm trying to continue to come in and get better. And, you know, just trusting what the coach is telling me. Coach Gus and Coach Marlo, all those guys, what they telling me. You know, I'm just trying to soak it all in like a sponge. And, man, I'm just ready to get on the field.
All right, take me back to draft night. The expectation was that you would go pretty early, but, you know, draft nights are very unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen. You didn't go as early as you expected, but what about the experience overall? What was that like?
It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Like you say, in that green room, it was like a roller coaster. But I had my family there with me, so I always had in my mind, no matter where I was picked, you know, I was going to come in and I was going to work. So I didn't really care if I was went early or late, but I'm just happy that I fell to the charge. You know, I'm coming into a great situation, a great team, and a great organization, and they got a lot of great people around there, so, you know, I'm just happy.
You're in a good spot. I'm going to ask you about your family in a minute, but you get a call from Chargers GM Tom Telesco. All right, so that phone rings, and again, I'm talking about a guy. I mean, when you think of the sacrifices you've made and everybody around you and the sacrifices they've made, and for what? For that phone call. What's it like when that phone rings and you pick it up?
It was crazy because I had both of my phones on the table, but my phone didn't ring. So my agent phone actually rung. So I see him just get on the phone, and he's like, the phone's for you. So he passed the phone down to me, and it was Mr. Telesco. And, man, he was like, man, you're going to help us come win the Super Bowl. And I was like, yeah, man, I'm ready. And it was a call that I'll never forget in my life.
So you get that phone call, and then you start to work out. In terms of that secondary, I mentioned some of the vets and that they're waiting for you to get there too. When you look at that secondary, how good can you guys be? I mean, I know you're just getting started, but do you feel like that's a secondary that can be amongst the or maybe even the best in the NFL?
Yeah, I feel like we come in because, like you said, we got a lot of pieces on the outside and the inside. I just feel like, and especially with the rush that we have, the pass rushes we have, I feel like we come in and work hard and, you know, rely on each other. I feel like we'll be one of the best in the NFL.
All right, so I mentioned Anthony Lynn. When he came on the show, he talked about going back to school. He finished up his degree. He graduated over the weekend, and he walked with his classmates. You said that when he told the players about that, you got fired up to finish your degree. What's it mean to you to know that your head coach values a degree like that, made it a priority, and did the work and finished?
First of all, it speaks volumes because he pulled everybody to a side at practice, and you know, he told everybody what it was because he's a guy that don't like excuses. He always loves you to be on time, a man of your word. And just for him, you know, to call everybody up and just say what he needed to do and what he had promised his mom kind of made me think back what I told my mom, one that I wanted to get my degree. So I just say Coach Lynn is a great role model on and off the field, and he's a guy that I know I can trust.
So was that important to your mom? When you said to your mom, I'm going to finish this thing, I'll get my degree, what did she think?
She said, yeah, she know once I give her my word, she know I'm not gonna let her down. So, you know, she knows it's coming in a matter of time whenever I have my first offseason.
Let me ask you this. I mean, I said to Anthony Lynn, why do we go to college? I mean, you go to college to learn lots of different things, but you go to college to get a good job. That dude's got a great job. You have a great job. I'm sure everybody in your family is really proud of you. You went there and you got a great job. So why is it so important to get that degree too when you already have that great job and that great life?
Because when you get a piece of paper, nobody can take it away from you. I feel like that's the biggest thing. My mom and my parents always stress. No matter, you can't play football forever. You can't coach forever. You know, injuries happen and a lot of things happen. But when you got a great degree, it's always something you can fall back onto. Nowadays with these jobs, you know, you got to have, they're looking for a college degree, you know, to get you in the door. So
let me tell you something. Nobody can take that from you. That says something. That says a lot. You talk about a piece of paper. After you were drafted, you read a letter that your mother wrote to you.
Yeah.
In that letter, she talked about how much she loved you, how proud she is of you, and how you're an inspiration to her and everybody in the whole family, and that dreams do come true. What was it like to read that letter?
Man, if you look at the video, you can see the emotions. It was something that, you know, I just couldn't even put it in words when I had read it, because at first, you know, it kind of started off, you know, a little bit. I thought I was going to be all right. I told myself I wasn't going to cry. But then, you know, as I kept reading, you know, I just thought back to all those times, you know, she sacrificed for me and my brother and sister, you know, taking me to practice and doing all the little things, you know, to help me get to where I am. So, you know, that's why I really hats off to her.
Listen, I got to be honest. I myself got a little choked up watching that. I got a little emotional watching you read that. And then after you were done, you kept saying that it was, quote, priceless. Being drafted, obviously, is an amazing moment. But how much does it mean to have a letter like that from your mom?
Man, like I said, it speaks volumes just from the type of person she is and the type of person, the type of man she helped me become. And, like, she's always been there and, you know, always been somebody I can fall back on and, you know, make sure mom all right.
I don't know how you repay somebody like that, how you thank somebody like that, because it's one thing to say that your parents make sacrifices. I mean, that's selfless. I mean, she probably never, ever, ever did anything for herself, but only for you.
It was always for her, for me, my brother and sister. She'll move the family just for me to play football, to be focused. I remember just a lot of little things that she did, you know, to help me get to this point where I'm at. And so, you know, that's why I say if I had to do it all over again, I'd ask for a mom like that.
Derwin James, my guest, I'm going to ask you one thing about what you do for her. But when you said that she made these decisions so you could play football, when you're young and you're coming up, and you know a lot of people are looking at you, and I'm not saying this is the case with your family, but in a lot of cases, you have families that are depending on that one alpha, that one kid who's so good, the chosen one. Do you feel any pressure when you're young and you're coming up and everybody's making sacrifices for you? What's that like?
It's just one of those things, because a lot of times people will do favors for you, just something in the long run. But you can kind of tell the people that are really there for you, like my mom and my family, my aunties and cousins. I always knew that it was like literally genuine. Like it's a difference when somebody just it's love. Like you can see the real and you can see the fake. So I was always able to see it at a young age. And like I say, the people that's always been there for me, you know, I understand and. I take value to that.
I was just going to say, you can tell at an early age the real, make the distinction between the real and the fake. Yeah. So one of the big questions for rookies is, what do you do with that paycheck? You've already said that you want to do something for your mother. Do you have any idea what you might do for her?
Man, I know I'm going to get her a house, probably get her a house or a car or something. So, you know, I want to make sure she's living comfortable and making sure she's okay.
Derwin James in studio. Even before you sat down, I got this email. Let me read this to you. Derwin freaking James. I have been a Bolts fan since a freshman in high school, and everybody told me to pick a better team. I've gone through some bad times, but I can't lose my love for the Chargers. Now they're putting together a team that I am so proud of. I did so many fist bumps when they drafted James, and I threw my arm out. I am so excited for next year, and I can't wait till this defense shoves lightning bolts in all of your asses. War Derwin James, war following the bolt anywhere, anywhere, war making noise in the playoffs. I mean, that's a guy in SoCal that's all fired up. Man. How fired up are you hearing how fired up he is?
Hey, he just got me chilled. I want to go run and hit somebody right now, man. But like I said, the Chargers fan, I remember just being drafted that day, just being drafted at the draft, you know, going into the stands and just it's a picture of me holding a belt. And just celebrating with the fans, you know, it's a lot of support that I'm getting from the Chargers fans. And I'm excited, man. I just want to come in and just work hard and, you know, bring that excitement to the city.
All right, so finally, what's it like here? I mean, you played your college ball at Florida State, so you're not one of those guys who's not used to the good weather. But this is a good quality of life right here. There's lots of distractions if you let yourself get distracted. What's the process like and what's your day-to-day like right now?
Oh, just keeping the main thing. I'm staying focused on what I need to stay focused on. I'm here, but I know what I'm here for. I'm here to play ball. And like I said, I got a lot to prove. I feel like I haven't done anything yet, and I haven't reached my full potential yet. But I feel like my best football is ahead of me, and I'm just coming into a great organization, great team. And like I say, I'm ready.
So. Hey. Keeping the main thing, and he's ready. Played his college ball at Florida State. He was the 17th pick overall, a first-team All-ACC-er, a freshman All-American, and a safety for the L.A. Chargers. Derwin James, my guest. Like I said, I ran you down before the draft, and I said at that time, once you're settled, let's do it again. Yep. And you're settled, and now you're in our house. I appreciate it, man. Great to see you, Derwin. Man, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, man.
Good job again. All right, we'll come right back. And that will not be the last time we do that. L.A. Chargers. Have a good one. In safety, Derwin James. We'll come right back. Telephone lines are wide open. Hit us up right now. 1-800-636-8686.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
So we're open for an entire hour now. Don't waste it. Torian Prince is going to join me in 1 hour from right now. We've had two excellent in-studio guests. Derwin James is such a good dude. God, he gets it. I love the kid.